and Philip Semper PF with these urgent cures. Today's date is 10/13/2025. The patient is for Miss Emma Cabrera. Cabrera spells C-A-B-R-E-R-A. Emma spells E-M-A. Date of birth is 01/13/2009. This is a 16-year-old female here with nausea, diarrhea, and suprapubic pain, period. She stated that this has been going on for approximately. Patient is accompanied by mom, who stated that symptoms have been going on for approximately 2 weeks. Came in today because of increased vomiting and diarrhea, period. She said she had breakfast this morning. She said she had milkshake and a sausage along with bread, period. Kalachi. A sausage kalachi, period. She says she kept it down pretty good. She says she had to fight hard not to vomit, period. Next paragraph. She described her pain in the suprapubic region as sharp, rated pain 4/10. She denies frequent urination. She denies painful urination, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented. Patient is in no distress. She's very interactive with her mom and her sister. She has moist mucous membranes, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non tender, no organ, amygdala, no rebung, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diarrhea. Number 2 is abdominal pain. Number 3 is vomiting. And number 4 is nausea, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did a urinalysis. Urinalysis was negative for leukocyte esterase, negative for nitrite, negative for blood, negative for glucose, negative for bilirubin, and negative for ketones, period. Pregnancy test was done. Patient pregnancy test is negative. She was given an excuse for school, so she can return to school on Wednesday. And she was sent home with the following medication: Bentyl, 10 milligrams, 1 POB ID for 10 days. Number 20. Next medication: Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT. She will take 1 sublingual 3 times daily for 7 days. Number 21. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Mom and I had a discussion of the differential of this patient, which is points strongly towards viral. She was advised to feed child only for the next 2 days: bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. And increased fluids. I recommend that child stay away from sodas and dairy products. She says she understands and will comply. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nurse's emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.